Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Lady Gaga.
Oh no, the lady with the meat dress?
That's the one. She's a 5-1 generator. She's on the left angle cross of upheaval, in the quarter of initiation, fourth color, left fixed, single definition. She has a conscious 1858 with the 58 also unconscious. She's got this unconscious 3828 with the 28 also conscious. She's got an electromagnetic 5027, an unconscious transmitter, the 4426 with the 26 also conscious, and then she's got this unconscious 3410 with the 10 also conscious.
She's quite a trip. I mean, in a way, why, she's perfect to be Lady Gaga.
Yep.
The cross of the shit disturber.
Mm-hmm.
The great button pushers, mm-hmm. creating tension in you, very provocative. Let's overturn everything. Let's do that. Let's change the rules with the 5027, you know, and insatiable, stubborn, following her convictions, transmitting that to the tribe. You know, and, you know, collective, individual, and tribal definition. And
the divine ego, so she can do it.
And, single definition.
Single definition. She says, I am the excuse to explore your identity, to be exactly who you are, and to feel unafraid, to not judge yourself, to not hate yourself. I mean, and she's a 5-1, so, you know, right. She's really the heretic in that sense, but really bringing, I think, I mean, in some ways, it's like she's a living demonstration of human design and what it means to be yourself, right?
Right.
And she is really out there and being herself, right?
Yep. Now, that 10th gate, the martyr, 10th
mm-hmm.
gate third
yep.
line, and 10th gate sixth line, mm-hmm. in detriment the hypocrite. But, you know, that's part of that. She's in her first 25 years old, first part of that. She has 8-6 lines in her chart, even though she's a 5-1 profile. And so this real trial and error discovery, resiliency, I think, with because you gotta be packing that ego to wear a meat dress to some award show and not be embarrassed.
Well, just what she wore to meet the queen. I mean, it's like she's got this commitment to outrageous self-presentation, this guy that just did this interview with her. You know, she's on the cover of Vogue. I mean, she's in Time magazine. She's everywhere. And really, you do see this upheaval around her.
Yeah.
And this, you know, so many people.
Oh, she provokes people.
To either like her or not like her.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, Blaze of Glory, 28th gate, 6th line, 3 times.
Right.
You know, and you know, so this first phase with the 6th line, it's this discovery, provocation, bonds made and broken, adventurism, you know, just, and then, you know, let's look at her south node, 50th gate, 4th line, corruption. And the 28-6 unconscious, the blaze of glory in her nodal structure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, corruption or overturning these old rules, the old laws, the old ways. You know, it's not so much corruption as...
Well, it's interesting. In this interview, the guy's saying, you know, she has this uncanny ability to mine decades of avant-garde and pop culture history and twine them together in a way that feels like the future, that she's like a human synthesizer and a style aggregator, right? And so, really, it is this, you know, corruption of the status quo. I mean, the status quo isn't about being yourself. And that's actually that is really her message, is be yourself.
Right. Well, 11th gate, first line, attunement.
Mm-hmm.
Being in the right place at the right time with mm-hmm. that stimulation, you know, that because she stimulates people, they have, I mean, to think, oh, does anyone have a non-attitude about her? You know, is there somebody she doesn't provoke one way or the other?
The people that are under a rock and don't know she's there. But there's not very many of them left now because she's really... I mean, I can remember it was probably at least a year ago or so. You know, this friend of mine that's really into kind of the new music was saying something about this Lady Gaga. I didn't know anything about her, you know. And then you just start to check her. I mean, we saw that interview that she did with Anderson Cooper,
uh-huh.
right? I mean, And, I mean, she's only, what, 25 years right. old? I mean, she has such poise.
Right.
Or and is in herself in a certain way.
She really doesn't care what you think.
No.
I mean, that's poise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's comfortability with yourself, with who you are. Single definition. So.
And she says, I think it's okay to be confident in yourself, right? I mean, she's definitely confident in herself. But I do think this 3410, this thing about her convictions, she follows them, and that in that she's really disturbing everyone around her to really look at whether they're doing that or not.
Right. Of course, now, because people think, well, she's some sex symbol or some open solar plex, you know? So
I don't think she's actually not seen as a sex symbol. I mean, it's like...
Well, the sexuality, I thought, was interesting because it's the 59th gate, fourth line. Brotherhood, sisterhood.
Well, you know, she's a
you
huge...
You know, androgynous
she's, well,
type
she's,
of...
Well, she is very androgynous. She says she's into androgyny. She's a huge advocate for, you know, the LGBT, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered community. And, you know, one of the things I really like about her is she's not just talk. I mean, she went before... these committees about the don't ask, don't tell. You know, she sent emails out, she did videos. I mean, she really puts, you know, her money where her mouth is about what she really believes in. And she really is a strong advocate for the outsider, which is obviously who all these people are, right?
And who she is.
Well, yes,
really.
That's exactly it. That's what she says. She speaks for them because she's an outsider herself.
Yeah, no, that 1858, which is her only conscious definition, you know, it's that challenging authority, the ability to challenge authority, and, you know, just being herself is what she'd be good at. Because it isn't leadership with anything in the 731 or the 45th gate or the, you know, it's being herself as this, again, with all these 8-6 lines, a kind of a role model for, you know, and at 25 years old, I mean, I think, wow, I mean, what was her process like for the first 10 years, you know, or what, how did she evolve? Because ego beings, you know, you're just not going to change them. You have to kill them, you know, you're not going to break their will. And even though she really, I mean, those unconscious 44, her convictions, the 34 is unconscious.
Well, I think, you know, growing up, I mean, she grew up in Manhattan, you know, hardworking parents, but she went to this private Catholic school, well-educated.
Right.
I think she was really allowed to do, you know, the investigation.
Right.
I really do see that that's a lot of it, is that, you know, she really is educated. She's educated around music. You know, she studied. I mean, and finally it came to the point where she quit because she just wanted to do her music. And her father basically said, I will pay your rent for a year, but if you don't make it, you're going back to school.
Right.
And she made it in that period of time. And she writes all of this music. I mean,
oh, would she be determined, you know?
Well,
I mean, to succeed or fail, but it's like that determination. I was surprised. The first time I saw her, she was with Elton John at some award
show. At the Grammy
show,
Award, she played with Elton John.
A duo. And she was playing the piano, and I thought, well, she's got talent. I mean, it's not just
she's been playing the piano since she was 4 years old, and at 11, she was, like, giving concerts. And I mean, that's what this interviewer was saying, because he went on tour with her, and that her music and the presentation, it's all really made for 20,000 people in this huge, huge place with her just belting it out. I mean, and that's what she's doing and, you know, is really famous for and writing the music for it and really is kind of the anthem of today.
Right, playing the music.
I mean, she was the first person that got 1 million hits on YouTube with her, you know, original song that she did. I mean, you know, she is of the YouTube, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook era.
Right,
right.
Yeah, open throat, no activations in her throat.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, attracting attention, would they attract? Yes, she attracts attention. And
And I think it's fascinating, the 17-5, that's the personality sun, you know.
Yeah.
No human is an island, you know, no end to hierarchies. And it's like, here she is, you know, she's kind of representing the lower end of the hierarchy, right? It's like that, you know, there may be no end to hierarchies, but, you know, these outsiders have to be taken into consideration too, you know.
Well, the courage of your convictions, the transmitter, but that collective sharing of these convictions and these rules, these her way, her struggles, her stuff, because she was talking about drugs and being addicted. So she's wide open, but that collective circuit of sharing your corrections, you know, the 18
and
challenging
she, you know,
authority.
I mean, she can speak to everyone.
And it's her therapy, 18-5, you know.
Right, right.
So, well, Teresa, we're very excited about
Lady Gaga. Yes, I have to say to anyone out there, if you haven't heard her or don't know of her, check her out. I do think that, she's the real deal. And she's really speaking to all of us about being ourselves, which is really what it's all about.
Well, I think you should say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.